The day that etched Charles Manson into the mind of the world's collective consciousness was Friday, August 8, 1969. That was the fateful weekend when Manson's alleged cult, the Manson Family, slaughtered 7 people. It wasn't the first time the group had committed murder, nor would it be the last. But the events of that weekend are why Charles Manson will be remembered as the devil incarnate, a real-life boogeyman capable of untold evil, a maniacal puppet master who carved a swastika into his head with a razor blade. The crimes of that weekend captured the attention of the nation and plunged Los Angeles into a state of panic. Gun sales skyrocketed, and parents began walking their kids to school, worried that Manson's satanic family could strike at any moment. Charles Manson was not physically with the 4 who came across their initial victim on the night of August 8, but his influence on their actions would be debated for decades to come.